Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to this review from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
We keep that for prosperity.
Could you imagine, like, if our whole thing came out like you sounding like a fucking chipmunk?
I hope not.
We'd have to keep the episode because that'd be fucking hilarious.
I have to. Like, and I'll just go on, like, hey, something's up with the audio. I didn't want to re-record it. Here you go. Deal with it.
A little disclaimer at the beginning?
Yeah. Alrighty then. Let's hop into this brand new episode of Rundown Reviews.
Yeah.
We covered Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it was, obviously it's based off of the cartoon from the 90s.
The Batman the Animated Series.
Yep. So in my trivia looking, one of the things that it talked about was, how this, for those who have seen the movie, and for those who haven't, spoilers. At the very end, the Phantasm, which they never actually name, but Andrea Beaumont, who is the Phantasm, the antagonist of the film, she, like, disappears away with Joker. And, I mean, I'm literally just jumping into the stuff
the very
here.
End.
But in the trivia, it was left, like, ambiguous what happened to the Joker. Because this, allegedly, this takes place after the first season. I'm saying first season loosely because it was the first, like, 60 episodes of the first season. Is when this movie is released. And then the Joker doesn't make any more appearances for a while. And that, from what this thing said, looking through my notes, where was it? He doesn't show back up again until The New Adventures of Batman and Robin, which apparently was supposed to help lead the Joker's disappearance as ambiguous. But then I looked through the actual credits of the next episode, or next season, next volume, collection, whatever, and he's in those episodes, so I don't know what they were trying to... Whatever this trivia was, they didn't
do a
good job.
Maybe they just realized that they needed the Joker for Batman, and...
That's when they started doing stories like, I know Bane shows up, Lockup, I don't know if you know, remember who Lockup is. He shows up, they do a free story. No, or do they? Because I think the next movie, cartoon movie, is Batman Sub-Zero, which is like Freeze's origin. I mean, I know he shows up in the show.
I remember him being in the show.
Huh. Maybe not his origin, but they touch on him, whatever. Anyway, we're doing Mask of the Phantasm. Good character. I did like the character of Phantasm. She was pretty cool. And yes, I said she, because if you haven't seen the movie, spoilers, Andrea Beaumont is the antagonist.
It was good.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it. It had a good storyline. It had
everybody that was in the voice, because I mean, obviously, again, cartoon was from the show. You know, you got Kevin Conroy as Batman. You've got Mark Hamill
as the
Joker,
of course.
The same, who was it? Bob Hastings as Commissioner Gordon for the little bit he's in it.
Yeah,
not in it a lot.
Two scenes.
It's enough. Robert Costanzo. Okay. I don't know why I kept questioning it. You know, he came back as Bullock. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. as Alfred. Like, you know, the classics. But we also get Dana Delaney as Andrea Beaumont. We get Hart Bochner as Arthur Reeves. We get Stacy Keach, which I know you'll recognize him.
Oh, holy cow.
Yeah. as Phantasm, the voice of the Phantasm, and Carl Beaumont, and they did that purposely to try and throw people off. Stacy Keach, he is best known for, I guess he was, oh, he's in Born Legacy? Didn't realize that. I recognized him, but I couldn't remember where from. I guess he's been in, you know, Blacklist, NCIS, a lot of crime shows. Good. He's one of those, you see his face, you recognize him. I just don't remember where I recognize him from. Looks like he was in Law and Order. Oh, maybe it was from Sin City. That might be where I recognize him from.
He was the senator, right?
Wallenquist, maybe? I don't know. Oh, A Dame to Kill For. Oh, I haven't seen that one. The second one.
The second one?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that one yet either.
Well, we will at some point. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Nice. Okay.
Anywho.
We also get Salvatore Valstra, played by Abe Vigoda. He's a... I recognized him from Good Burger. And then...
He's the old guy in Look Who's Talking, isn't he? The grandpa?
Is he?
I think so.
You might be right.
They guess, like, that they're giving the candy in the nursing home.
It's quite possible. Looking through his IMDb here real quick. And Look Who's Talking. Yep.
Yes.
Look at you. We also have Dick Miller, who plays Chucky Soul.
For a little bit.
Yeah, for that very beginning. He does a lot of... So the movies that they say he's in, he has that I remember, like, bit parts. Like, he was a pawn shop guy in Terminator. He was the garbage man in The Burbs. apparently he was in Gremlins. Murray Futterman, maybe?
I see him.
It just says Murray Futter and then
Dr. No, I meant, like, let me see the actor.
I don't... Oh.
Oh! He's the crazy guy that's got the tractor that lives next door to the main character.
Of Gremlins?
Yeah.
Dude, it's been forever since I've seen Gremlins. I don't remember anything from it.
Oh. Well, yeah. I know. So, I knew you were talking about it. Okay. As soon as I saw him, yeah.
Dana Delaney, I know I skipped past her real quick, but this role, her role here as Andrew Beaumont, actually led to her role as Lois Lane in the Superman animated adventure.
That's why her name sounded familiar.
Yep. So yeah, like the cast is solid.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's who you expect for Batman,
especially for Batman.
Yeah, especially at that time.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, Kevin Conroy. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, Mark Hamill. No brainer there. So this movie, it was originally going to be a direct-to-DVD film, but the production company, Warner Brothers, decided to make a movie a theatrical release instead of doing it direct-to-DVD. You know, the animators were thrilled for this, but it also kind of put them in a very difficult situation. So they had less than a year to get it theater-ready, which actually hurt it because it was so... late in production when they were told they were doing this. It didn't get marketed properly, so it didn't actually do good at the box office. Ironically, though, it got a better return, you know, after on the VHS and you know, later on in DVD and Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
It got a better following. Most of the movie is based on the graphic novels Batman Year One and Batman Year Two. It's apparent with some of the flashbacks. And then obviously the design of the Reaper, I'm sorry, of the Phantasm is similar to the design of the Reaper in Year Two.
Haven't read it yet.
You haven't read it yet. We will get there. May even get there this year. Who knows?
By this year, you mean next year?
No, I mean this year. This is the beginning of 2021.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's my bad. Because we definitely record these as we go.
Yeah, exactly. Duh. Like, it's already January of 2021. This comes out next week. Wait, this comes out in March.
Holy shit, really?
No, damn. Actually, middle of February.
I was like, damn, we're really getting ahead on these. I mean, this is, you know, February 1st, so.
Let's see here. Paul Dini, the writer, producer, director, whatever, intended each of the flashbacks into Batman's love life to have a tendency to get worse. when you hope things will get better. And it kind of shows, like, anytime that things were starting to get, go good, like, when he proposes to Andrea, the bats show up, and then he's like, okay, well, now I gotta be Batman. When he, after he drops her off back to her house, he's all happy because they're gonna get married, and then the next day she sends the ring back, and it's like, nope, we can't get married, forget about me. Like, it just, nice little roller coaster of emotions there, which is pretty nice.
And if you really think about it, I mean, she was going to marry a millionaire. I'm sure he could have just been like, look, here's some money.
Exactly. Although we didn't.
Happily ever after.
We didn't. So her, the plot of it is her dad, Carl, is in debt to the mob. Didn't say how much in debt, just that he had 24 hours to pay them back with however much money he owed. And he's like, yeah, I'll wire everything from the European market over to you and you'll be fine. And instead of actually paying them, he runs. So
smart.
It makes sense. Where is it? Oh, so this movie was the only comic book film nominated for an Annie Award for Best Animated Feature. But it lost to Lion King.
Well, of course.
Because Lion King.
Exactly.
This was the first film set in the first original DC animated universe. We get a new one come Flashpoint Paradox and onward. We'll get there eventually. Let's see. Although the Joker does play a pivotal role in the film, it was Alan Burnett's, which I think he was, he might have been the director. Paul Dini was producer, writer. Intention to tell a story far removed from the television show's regular rogues gallery. Burnett also cited he wanted to do a love story with Bruce because no one had really done it on the TV show. I wanted a story that got into his head. I mean, it worked. Yeah. Let's see here. All right, despite his significant role in the original series, Commissioner Gordon only appears twice in the film. Phantasm, like I said, is never referred to by name, so it's literally just title only. When they reviewed this film for their show, Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert both said they regretted not seeing it in its theatrical release. Siskel in particular liked the film and compared it favorably to the other Batman films, Batman Returns and Batman Forever. The fact that he compared it to Batman Forever kind of hurt.
Was that like a backhanded compliment, or
I don't know, because
that
Forever has some good parts.
One-liners and
when we get to Batman Forever, we'll talk about that one. But overall, that one's not a good movie.
Yeah.
So, no, especially compared to Batman Returns,
or first Batman.
So. Robin Dick Grayson's absence is explained in the novelization of the movie that he was away at college. So that's why we didn't see him. Because like I said, it's written and takes place after the first 60 episodes.
Yeah.
Or 65 episodes of the first series, the animated series. Oh, here we go. This is what I was talking about before. This film was originally going to mark the end of the Batman animated series, which explains why Joker seemingly dies at the end. In addition, the movie was originally going to be a two-part episode of the animated series called Masks, featuring Batman Year 2 villain Reaper, and Batman's origin being a standalone episode called Vigil, which would have been told mostly from Alfred's point of view. So yeah, they left it as Joker dying. Well, a lot of it had been interesting. Now, I'd seen this movie some time ago. I don't remember when. This came out in 93.
Yeah, so I've never seen it.
This one I haven't seen? Okay. So, were you surprised when it was Andrea Beaumont instead of Carl?
Nope. Actually, I knew it was her from the beginning.
Okay.
I suspected that, especially like after we got the first, flashback where, you know, we meet her dad.
Yeah.
And he's a pansy. You know he's not going to fight back.
Well, but if he gets pushed to that point.
Nope. And she was already, you know, going toe-to-toe with Bruce. Yep. So.
And actually, there's the one scene where Batman and Phantasm go head-to-head. she throws the exact same throw yep. on him that she did on Bruce when they first met. So yeah, it you want to give your quick, I guess we did kind of go over a lot of it, but
all right, so
quick synopsis. Yeah,
we open up with Batman busting in on a bunch of thugs. One of the thugs runs away as Batman's beating up the other ones. While this one's running away, the Phantasm catches it, which we don't get its name, but yeah, we know what it is.
This guy in the very death mask.
Yeah. Kills him. Batman's blamed for it. The district attorney, I think, is
I thought he was a councilman.
City councilman is trying to get Batman, you know, pegged for it. Well, not pegged for it, but trying to pin it on Batman.
Yep.
And another murder happens. They blame Batman again because eyewitnesses saw Batman, but it wasn't really Batman.
It was the Phantasm.
It was the Phantasm again. Then we get some flashbacks from Bruce as his, you know, previous fiance for half a day comes back into town. We get some flashbacks to Batman's origin, to his love life, to his beginnings as Batman, to him making his costume, to him deciding on the design of the costume, et cetera, et cetera. Back to flashback to the front, or to the, you know,
present.
Present, thank you.
Present,
and, quote unquote. Yeah. And Batman faces off with the Phantasm for a little bit, and then they part their ways. The Joker figures out who the Phantasm is before Batman does. Oh, I guess Joker gets pulled into it because he was actually one of the thugs that was threatening Andrea's dad at the beginning.
Yeah, he was, I can't remember which guy, but he was like the car man, the wheel man for one of them. Chauffeur, whatever you'll call
Svetti
it.
Or whatever his name was. Anyways, he's just a random thug. And then one of the old men that was, you know, one of the original thugs goes to him for help.
Mm-hmm.
And that pulls him into it. And then that's when he figures out who the Phantasm is. And then Batman fights the Joker, and the Phantasm shows up. He realizes it's Andrea after she takes off her mask because he's stupid.
No, I think he realized it when Joker called.
Oh, fair enough. I forgot about that. Yeah. Joker called her apartment and then blew it up.
Yeah.
But the phone line still worked. So
yep. Which is amazing. That. Although, got to keep those phone lines in Gotham.
Yep.
Got to make sure you can call when somebody's you know, threatening you.
Exactly. And then, so they're at the future world and the Goham future world. And they fight. The place blows up. Andrea and the Joker disappear. And Batman gets flushed down the toilet.
Yep. Yep.
And that, oh.
Andrea lives.
Wait, we assume that Andrea lives because at the end of it, when he's crying to Alfred in the Batcave, he sees a glimmer across the Batcave and finds her locket, which has a picture of them in it.
Well, we also see her on a boat leaving Gotham.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. And that.
And that.
And that. Is the end.
So, a couple of notes I wrote down is that one night of adventure, and then the plan is working. Like, he goes, the very first night he's trying out his vigilantism, and he almost dies, because almost gets crushed by a truck.
That was hilarious.
Good on him.
Like, how he doesn't try to climb up, but he just, like, cringes into a exactly. ball.
As it's sliding on its side, slowing down before it crushes into a wall. Then he's telling Alfred, like, the plan's working, Alfred. They just don't fear me. It's like, you didn't do shit, dude.
Dude, you yelled at them and told them to lay on their bellies with their hands behind their back. Yeah. What are you, a cop?
Sounds like one. Let's see. And then when he is finally getting happy with Andrea, he goes to his parents' grave and he's like, why won't you just let me just be happy? Like, I could be happy. I know I promised, made you a promise, but can you just, is it fine if I break it? Like, so he's literally blaming his parents for being Batman. You're the one that made the promise, dude.
Well, I mean, later on, you know, when he's talking to Alfred about what he's going to do that night, and he's like, and then after you're done, you're going to go see her, right? You don't know me! And then shuts the Batmobile and drives away.
Spoiled teenager.
You're not my dad!
Oh, then I got Batman is a Thief. So, like, when he goes to Carl Belmont's house or business, wherever the fuck he went.
His old office that apparently was not being used.
Okay.
For, like, however many years they were gone.
Yeah, allegedly, it'd been a couple years.
Must have kept paying the bills, I guess.
Well, because Andrea and Bruce didn't really, it looks like they hadn't aged a lot, maybe 4 years.
Everybody around them, though, aged,
40.
Yeah, perceptively.
Yeah.
Oh, Batman's also a creeper, stalking his ex-girlfriend
yes.
while she's out on a date.
But he goes to his office and grabs a photo of Belmont and the other three mob bosses with Joker. Now, he didn't know it was Joker just yet, which you got to talk about that in a second.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
And he just takes off the wall and puts on his cape. Like, I get it, you're taking it to Andrea to ask her things, but you literally just stole it, dude.
That's fine.
Okay. But, but yeah, so he, later on, he looks at the picture of the Belmont and the other mob bosses, and he looks at the guy, and he takes a red pen and draws a smiley face.
The
and it's
Joker.
Like, oh my God, it's the Joker. How could I not tell by that giant nose? Like, giant pointy nose at that.
It's like in...
he's like the world's greatest detective. It's weird.
It's like in Mystery Men when the one guy's holding the things up to the guy and he's like, I think that if you put glasses on him... And he's like, oh, obviously it can't be the same person because he wears glasses and he doesn't.
Gee, I wonder if that was stabbing anybody.
I couldn't imagine who.
No idea. Make it 8 episodes in a row, are you? What else do we have?
Oh, bingo.
Oh, yeah, go through the bingo.
So, we had dead parents. We had wanting to give up his powers or responsibilities.
Yep.
We had an origin. We had product placement with the Warner Brothers.
Yes, we did.
In the mini town.
Yep.
We had him making his costume, a betrayal by a friend, which would be his girlfriend, fiance.
Yep.
And identity revealed to a love interest because she knew that he was.
Yeah, she found out, which she found out in the weirdest way. Like, she's there talking. So the reason they met. Bruce was at his parents' grave, and Andrea was at her mom's grave, and she was talking to her mom.
Out loud.
Out loud.
Which I mean,
you do, yeah. He overhears.
Bruce is like,
he overhears
girl, were you talking to me?
Yeah.
He's like, no, I wasn't. And he's like, oh. And he walks away. And then she's like, oh, that's Bruce Wayne, cute millionaire guy. And he's like, did I hear my name? And I'm cute. Would you like to go out sometime?
So that's how they get introduced. And, 4 days later, they're engaged. Whatever. That's besides the point. But
it was love, damn it.
Apparently, later on, when she comes back to town, she's at her mom's grave, talking again, pulling up weeds. Batman, as Batman, is standing in front of the Wayne grave, just looking at it, hears her talking, walks around, and sees her. She is like, oh, it's you, for the Batman, because Batman. He runs off, and she walks up and looks at it being the Wayne's grave, and it's like, oh, Bruce? Like, no, the man could just be standing in a graveyard, like...
But, in her defense, obviously Bruce is fresh on her mind because she's coming back to town. She was thinking about him in the plane.
Okay.
She knows exactly how tall Bruce is. She knows his build.
Which, I'm hoping in the years in between, he might have gotten bigger with all the, weights he pushes.
No, he toned up. He didn't, didn't bulk up.
Okay.
He wanted to keep his dexterity.
Mm.
Once you get so bulky, you lose movement.
True. True. I just thought it was a quick jump because...
He does bulk up in Flashpoint Paradox.
They all bulk up.
I know, because they all look the same.
We'll get there at some point in time. Yeah, just the quick jump of, oh, I think that might be Bruce, too. You are Bruce. Like, when he actually confronts her later on, she immediately, makes a jab at his dead parents.
But, yeah.
And that almost kind of gives it away.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't deny it, but he also didn't try and just come out and flat out tell her either. So, I don't know. I just found that a little interesting.
But we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points. So we definitely got
7
a bingo.
Yes, that's our second bingo for.
Yep.
That's 2 in a row, actually.
Yeah.
From Batman 66 to this one.
Yeah.
2 Batmans in a row. Love it.
Not bad.
Oh, that's really all I have to say about it. Do you have anything else? Like, it was 76 minutes. It was a quick movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Again, this was supposed to be direct DVD, and then. Got put into being into theaters.
Theatrical.
So, like I said earlier, it made its money on the back end. It made its money after the release on video. Well, okay then. So let's go ahead and give this one a rating.
All right.
Go Go ahead and start.
Oh, me first?
It's always you first.
All right. Oh, let's see.
Because I want to see what you give, and then I'm like, do I want to match it or go lower? That's not true.
But, you know, it was a good movie. Mm-hmm. It had a good story. It has the nostalgia because it's, you know, all the Batman characters from the Batman animated series.
What did Big Chuck say last episode? Yeah, nostalgia's already going to get you up there.
Yep. I'm going to give it a solid 7.5.
Okay. That's not bad. Not bad, because I actually was going to give it a 7. Because I was thinking, like, 7's not terrible. If I had watched the show first,
leading into it,
like, and just kind of followed that pathway, it might have got higher. But then I'm also listening to a podcast talking about the show, and they're making fun of it constantly. So I don't know. Having a...
You're letting outside influences.
Well, but also having a 21st century influence on a 20th century cartoon might have a...
All right. Now, see, you're throwing, like, centuries in there as if it was 100 years. We're talking
about... Well, because I want to say 2020 mentality, because it's...
We're talking about 30 years ago. Well,
that makes a difference.
It does a little bit. Less than 30 years ago, but still. So what'd you give it?
I gave it a 7.
Gotcha.
So it came to 7.25 for the score, which I believe makes it the second or third. Nope, it's tied with Doctor Strange, so it is the second
highest. Yep.
Yeah, because Flash Gordon, the greatest adventure of all, is still number one at 7.5.
Yep.
But, I mean, 7.25 is not bad. That's actually, it's up there. And I know we've got more movies coming that will,
overpower
in theory,
these.
Should be.
Yes, should be.
In our rating system, and it's all going to depend on how we rate it, should push that down some. Currently, it's at number 2.
Yeah.
Tied for number 2. So
I didn't write many notes on this.
I didn't either. It just really wasn't a lot to write on it.
Well, that, you know, a lot of it was stuff that was going to be easy enough to remember because we record right after we watch it.
True.
So.
True. So that will wrap up this episode of Rundown Reviews. If you want to get a hold of us, go follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter at Comic Rundown. Instagram at Comic Book Rundown. And if you want to send us some emails, go to comicbookrundown @gmail.com and, you know, send it there. Our theme song was done by Cam from Wreck My Podcast. He's also the other half of Sex Turtles with Joe from Wreck My Podcast. We've got two t-shirts over at redbubble.com. Go check that out. Just go to the Redbubble, type in Comic Book Rundown. Maybe eventually we'll have a Rundown Reviews t-shirt up there. Might make it happen. Not saying people will buy it, but you never know.
Yeah.
Lost my train of thought. Go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcatcher you use. And, you know, maybe let me know what if you did, because I can find it there instead of... Or, you know, take a picture and send it to us.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Email. Oh. I'm still learning. 3 years in, still learning. No. Let's see here. I will give a shout out to the Bat Friends podcast, since we are going...
Since you've been talking about them.
Well, since we are talking about a Batman animated series movie, go check out the Bat Friends podcast. They cover the Batman cartoon animated series cartoon episode by episode, and they just rip them a new one each episode.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Oh, it's fun. I believe also over on... Superhero Discussions, over part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance network, they either just covered the Batman animated series, or they are going to be covering it here soon. I can't remember. Go check it out. They've done the Superman animated series. I think they did the Spider-Man animated series. So they might be in the middle of the Batman animated series. So go check them out too.
Yeah.
I think that's it for the shout-outs. Yeah, so our next movie is the 1979 Captain America.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Might try to get a guest on that one.
Yeah, we should. We should share the pain.
Share the pain. I got to buy the damn thing.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my pain. But alrighty.
But then you'll have it as part of your collection.
Yes. Yeah.
I have the 1990 one, whatever.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about buying that one. I'll just bring it over and we can watch it.
Yeah, but that won't be part of my collection.
Fair enough.
Alrighty, we'll see you guys next time. Rundown Reviews.